Parsons, Loma Linda, California, April 29, 1910. Elder Parsons. We hope to see you at the coming meeting. I was so sorry that we did not know that you were holding meeting in the place where we met you as we passed through. We shall be glad to see you again and hope you will come to the meeting. My health is not good, but the Lord gives me strength to speak to the people. All our churches need to become more spiritual. Not a few church members are hiding their light under a bushel. Oh, how much need there is of every church's being awake to its individual responsibilities. Fathers and mothers have a large responsibility resting upon them to live the Christian life in their own homes. They should and must remember that they have a special work to do in behalf of their children. Their common life business is to be done with the glory of God in view, and the work to be done is to watch their own souls first and to guard their own souls against the temptations of Satan. Angels were expelled from heaven because they would not work in harmony with God. They fell from their high estate because they wanted to be exalted. They had come to exalt themselves, and they forgot that their beauty of person and of character came from the Lord Jesus. This fact the angels would obscure, that Christ was the only begotten Son of God, and they came to consider that they were not to consult Christ. One angel began the controversy and carried it on until there was rebellion in the heavenly courts among the angels. They were lifted up because of their beauty. All should learn their lesson from this, that they are individually amenable to God. When they love God with all their hearts, they will be wise unto salvation. They will do His will, and their light will ever be their glory, and be undiminished because they recognize and fear and serve their Lord. The solemn work rests upon every soul to consider that he is a servant of Jesus Christ, solemnly pledged by his baptismal vows to clothe himself with the righteousness of Christ. Will we carry out the living example of the Lord Jesus? I am instructed that every believer must watch unto prayer, lest he fails in the Christian life battle. Every soul must daily seek the Lord with full purpose of heart, morning, noon, and night, and let the mind dwell upon the Word of God to understand His requirements. The one all-important matter is to serve the Lord with full purpose of heart and seek to become the Lord's heart and mind. All who come to the Savior for counsel will receive the very help they need if they will come in humility and with assurance cling to that promise. Ask, and ye shall receive. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Matthew 7, verse 7. Brother Parsons, we have a most solemn work before us. Let us, my brother, lift up the standard, beginning with full surrender and continuing in the simplicity of obedience to all the Lord's commandments, according to His special directions. None of the important things specified in His Word are to be neglected. Read to the people the fourth chapter of Deuteronomy. Read this chapter carefully and regard the charge. Oh, what a lesson is in this chapter! Read also chapters 5, 6, 7, and 8. Let the special lesson be our interest to do them. I feel intensely over this matter. All are to search the Scriptures for themselves, to make the Word of the Lord their study book, lest they also be found in rebellion. Let every soul sanctify himself daily according to the Word of the Lord. Then the Lord will be glorified through us. The churches are asleep, and they need an awakening. They have not a knowledge of the requirements of the Lord. Let the message from the Lord go forth in its purity. Lift up the voice in the fear of the Lord in warning. The families in the church who have a knowledge of the truth, to discern the signs of the times through the word of the Lord, are not half awakened.
Where are the fathers and mothers in Israel, claiming to be the Lord's people? Many have not obeyed the word of the Lord, and evil, fallen angels appear to them, claiming to be angels of God to instruct them. These will be received by some, and the light given is the light of the fallen angels, which is surely spiritual death to the receiver. Many of our people need to have converted spiritual eyesight. There is danger of allowing common, earthly transactions to be all-absorbing. As a result, the stamp of the world is upon parents and children. Many have framed a religion of their own choosing and are making their business the grave of their religious serving.
Wake up the physicians! Wake up the ministers! In some cases, defects of character have become strong. There are many who are being converted into commercialism, and they bring their traits of character into the church to work out their plans and lead others into temptations. The ones who are themselves being deceived and lurking to lead others into temptation. They direct the unwary feet, and the special strong traits of character have become so firmly fixed that their cases seem hopeless. Let ministers and physicians and all men in office look well to their individual selves. Satan has his fallen angels who appear as teachers to instruct every soul who is separating himself from his brethren who are striving for heaven. Patience, tenderness, and reconversion are to be presented line upon line, precept upon precept, under the sanctification of the Holy Spirit of God. Too many money speculators and too many professed teachers who are unconverted are leading into false paths. We must wake up and seek the Lord with that humility and meekness that God will accept, because we understand that we are not today prepared for the kingdom of heaven. We must follow on step by step in the way of the Lord, and we shall be overcomers.